Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dugout Talk. I'm Kai, your host, and I'm here with B-Dog. You can't hear it? Oh, no, it's on, Boo. It's just not that loud. Let me see. What about this?
No. Can you hear me?
Not really, but what about now?
No, I still can't. Let me change my headphones.
I don't think it's the headphones, but thank you for tuning in to Dugout Talk. I'm Kai, your host, and I'm here with B-Dog, one of our pitchers and my roommate, LOL. Today we will just be discussing, just catching up on where we left off last week and discussing the games that we've had since last week. We've had two since last Wednesday. But we'll be discussing that and then talking about other softball related things that are going on in the softball community, as well as going over like Division I rankings and stuff like that. You know, the use. But we will take a short music break and then figure out why we cannot hear each other, and then we'll be right back.
I'm pulling up wacky and grease. I came a long way from the east. She leaving her cream on the sheets. My brother say he want a niece. When I'm with you, it's a safe space. Baby, you bringing me peace. You know how I get in the streets. Ain't none of it shallow, it's deep. Yeah. I wanna cuddle for weeks. Your mama don't think that you innocent. I know you turned into a freak. Don't really care about your exes. Whatever it is, it can be. They playing, I'm making them see. I know you swinging off by the... I had to comb out the dreads. She fell in love with the braids. Got up, she cooking clean, and she'll load up the caves. Your body got me in the daze. It don't matter the look, you get slayed. Her face card never declined. Man, fuck all that makeup, you fine. Better tell all them you mine. She a dollar way more than a dime. When I'm with you, I get nervous. It gotta be love, it's a sign. Yeah, I don't care where we going, I'm rhyme. What you bring to the table, cause bae, you the table, I'm eating, let's dine.
You know you my baby, you know you my twin. If they disrespect me, then it's coming to an end. If they play with me, we know that you gon' sin. Baby, if only you knew how much I do love you, how much I do trust you. I pray these for me, I have to prove it.
You need a mold you, you need a to hold you. He a little boy and I told you. Why you keep looking for closure? Hit Eliante and froze her. Now you a bipolar. Play with a doja. Throw that back like you poster. Trust me, I'm taking it easy. I really wanna get Nikki. You acting shy but you freaky. I want a piece, no Reese. She saying, babe, come meet me. At the salon, I'm on Peachtree. She know I'm pulling up BP. 10 presidential, no DC. Sheila, Louie, and CC. No 2K, I got VC. Grab on that when she greet me. I heard of your he sweet tea. You cuff me, don't ever release me. Talk about me in your stories. Base her, tweet me.
You know you my baby. You know you my twin. If they disrespect me, then it's coming to an end. If them play with me, we know that you gon' sin. Baby, if only you knew how much I do love you, how much I do trust you. I pray so many of to prove
you are the love of my life. I dedicate, I dedicate.
To you.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dugout Talk. I'm Kai, your host, and I'm here with
B-Dog.
Then, thank you guys. Thank you, B-Dog, for coming and being here with me. Thank you guys for tuning in to today's show. Today, we are having a little bit of technical difficulty, so we can't really hear ourselves, but everything else is fine. Everything else should be flowing smoothly, and I hope it does for the rest of the show. You're listening to us on the official HEC radio at huckradio.primostream.com. And today, we have a good little show in store for you guys today. We'll just go ahead and discuss our previous games and just give you an update on the season and how it's going, and just letting you know what's going on. So to begin with, since last Wednesday, we've played two games. We played on Sunday, we played Polk State at 12-2, and we played them at Polk State. It was actually their sophomore night, which was kind of funny because Polk State is like 2-38, 2-42, 2-0
in games they played.
So
only 2 wins.
Anyways, Polk State had only won those games against us. So I think it was kind of funny and convenient they put their senior night against us, or sophomore night against us. But that's fine. We didn't care. We still beat them. So first game, we hit split with Polk State, which, I mean, I guess, you know, we could give them a third win, you know, just
as a gift.
Yeah, just being a little generous. But that was Saturday. And then my Sunday for me, I did a little reset Sunday. You know, the huge, had to get all my softball clothes washed for upcoming games and stuff this week. Just clean the room, just make it feel like a new week, and get ready for this new week, because this week we play 6 games in 5 days. So we're just getting ready for this week. But then I went to work. Work was good. Work was chill. And then we went to the beach. So it was actually a very chill Sunday and a very nice Sunday. How was your Sunday, B-Dog?
The same.
Just the same. Spent, she didn't go to work, though. Yeah, don't let her lie to y'all.
I spent just the amount of time attempting to clean and doing my homework. So, and then went to the beach.
Which only makes sense. I'm proud of you for getting that homework done. How was that homework?
Difficult.
Oh. What classes are you taking? And what's your major?
Like business. I'm taking like ethics and communication or something. There's something else. And honestly, I don't even know. I just show up. Just do the work. So
good. Well, I'm proud of you that you actually show up and that you actually do the work.
Contempt.
That's how we all are, right? But basically, yeah, that's good. I'm proud of you. The beach was very fun, so thank you for having me with the beach with you. Our Monday was kind of, you know, a regular Monday. We had no class, you know, study hall, the use, and then we had practice. Practice was all right. We were just getting prepared for our game on Tuesday, and we played FSW yesterday, and they are the number 2 team ranked in our conference, and they are 3-time national state champs, back-to-back. But they're always been a good team. But it was just crazy, though, because, I mean, this is my 3rd year playing JUCO, and this is my third season playing them. And playing them, it's kind of just strange because they used to be super, super, like, over-dominating every team. Like, they used to
there
be
–
they
chance.
Used to – with anyone. They would blow Chipola out of the water. But I think I knew it would be different whenever this year Chipola had beat them. I was like, pause. What did you just say to me? But yeah, and I think it might be their hitting, because they used to home run after home run after home run. They'd be beating teams in the second inning.
Yeah, I feel like even their defense was weaker than it ever has been. Like,
yeah, no, like, errors. I mean, I had that my second about the first game, I got on, and there was a runner at first, and I hit it to the right side, the second baseman, and she literally just bobbled the ball. All I can say is thank you, Greco, for being hard.
Yeah.
But
you're funny. Right. They do practice on a turf field.
Yeah. So they're not really used to, like, that clay. And because usually they only get that one hop or two hop, yeah. And that's it. Not when we're playing.
Yeah. Or the slow grounders.
Exactly.
They don't really get that.
Exactly. So. You're right. Dang, B-Dog, I'm sorry, it was a slow grounder.
When?
That's what you're saying.
No, I'm just saying in general.
makes sense. Yeah.
Together hits.
Yeah. But yeah, you're right. They had a few little errors here and there, but you know, it's all right. But yeah, we did lose to FSW, but I will say that, you know, for a second there, I thought we definitely had a shot in the first game. In the first game, I was like, I mean, you know, we might be able to beat them. What was the score?
I have no idea. I was trying not to
think about it.
Have my head explode during the first game. So.
It was 6-1, but they didn't score those six until, well, at one point, well, it was 2-1 is what it was. It should have been 2-2. We could have tied it up, but it's okay. Second game, we lost 10-2. It's okay. So, chat, we're now entering our chat mode. If you're not a part of the chat, thank you for tuning in. So basically, we play this Thursday, this Friday, and then we play next Tuesday, next Thursday, and next Friday, right?
I assume.
Well, it says Saturday here, but
next week is our last week.
Wow. Of softball. Yeah, I know. I've been thinking about that. Like, the week's already almost over. Like, we play again tomorrow. Like, it's already Wednesday. We already played FSW for our... We just played FSW for the last times in our lives. Wow. But one thing I guess I've been thinking heavily about is
our sophomore night. You can hear me scratching my hand.
It's an ASMR. I guess one thing I've really been thinking about, though, is the fact that our sophomore night is literally next Thursday, and I just am very nervous for that.
Me too.
How many sophomores are on the team?
Me, you, Bailey. Four... Five.
Who? Oh, Jayla, Kaylee.
Wait, I'm going by rooms.
Jayla, Kaylee.
6, 7, 8, 9.
Vanessa's a freshman, right? Redshirt freshman.
So she's not going to have one?
I wouldn't think so.
All right.
Because remember, she's supposed to come back next year. Yeah.
Let's see. 8. So 8 girls.
Who?
Jayla, Alyssa, Kaylee.
Alyssa's a redshirt freshman too, Goofy.
She's not going to have... if she's going to stay next year.
Yeah, but... Well, I guess...
But if she isn't going to stay, then she will.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know, but...
Well, Haven, yeah. Anouk, and then us three.
Oh, Anouk. I forgot about Anouk too. Oh. But all of them are going to play. That's why I was thinking about it. I'm ready to see you guys get live and in action. That'll be a fun game.
I'm excited to hit because I want to run.
That's what I'm saying. I'm excited to see you
I want to get on base. Swear.
She needs to go. Please. She needs to go. You,
go 4-for-4.
No, she needs to go you, me, Bailey. Cause chaos. Don't let us on the bases. It's going to go crazy. I'm going to be right behind you.
I will
the
go
whole time.
Crazy. I'm like, stop. She's catching up to me. Run.
I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm going to be running out. So I'm going to be running, smiling the whole time.
Slide.
Actually, BB will be like, slide, you'll get hurt.
I guess the thing, though, about, like, yesterday is, like, playing with you again, like, we just have so much chemistry that, like, we just sit there and laugh. Like, but it's like if a ball's hit to me, I make a good play. You're like, yep, there she goes.
And if I'm struggling and I'm looking around my field for
people, looking at you,
I'm like, good God, I need help.
But just I think it's...
make eye contact with me, at the very least, okay?
That's exactly what we do. But no, I think it's funny also, because, like, you have to have, like, a hype man in the field, and then I'll be telling the girls to go sit down. I'm like, get out of here.
Oh, the one girl strike with the strikeout, she just kind of looked at it, and I was like, I literally did. I was like, get. Like, go.
Good night.
That's a strikeout.
I was on the field like, see, why? I was like, my bad.
I'm like, I might have missed that pitch, but gotcha. Get out.
But
which that was a horrible at bat for her because
it was like, she had fouled off. I thought good
well
balls,
even
right?
That pitch she's expecting it to be off the plate and when I it missed was, on the plate
yeah
okay she
that should have been
slammed
her,
that.
That should, that's what I'm saying that should have been her
she should have slammed that and instead she was just going to sit there and take whatever pitch came next instead of being ready to hit so that was her fault okay next
Anyways, so how are you feeling about this Eastern Florida game tomorrow?
Oh, I'm super excited. I shut them up last time. It was, we couldn't hit that game, and then some errors, and then they got in. So
they had rise balls pitchers. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah. Not my problem. I don't hint. Wait, I pray that if Seminole has rise ball pictures, you're going to see how ridiculous I look like.
Oh,
if
you think I Seminole, look... please tune in real quick and please throw her some rise balls. Because no, Seminole, because she'd be quick to be like, come on, guys, don't even swing at the rise ball.
No,
here's throw her
the
three
thing.
Back to back to back. You know what she's going to do?
Wah, wah, no, listen, wah, listen, wah, listen. Wah, wah. I was notorious for rise ball pictures, but they would throw, say they threw a rise ball, and I'm like, I cannot hit any high pitches, so no, it's called a strike. The rest of the at bat, I'm screwed. Okay, I'm like, well, he's gonna call it anyways. I'm just gonna swing.
Well, that's
my
me.
Bat is like way down
that
here in the
me.
Zone.
Listen, it's that was me like, against Polk. Whenever first pitch, he's like strike. I'm like, second pitch rolls in the dirt. Strike. I'm like, what am I supposed to do
hey,
now?
Hey, I'm trying to explain to Nana yesterday. I'm laughing. I'm like, dude, I was not, like, I was just a decent hitter, decent, actually bad runner. But it was just so fun all the time, just doing whatever I want, like, reading the ball, hoping that it dropped. She would have to make an amazing play to catch the ball, and most of the time they wouldn't.
Yeah.
So I would just run, like, my heart depended on it, like my life, whatever it's called.
Well, yeah, your life did depend on it.
Which, against Seminole last year, I think I got, a couple of doubles off of them. I hit good against them last year. But
we played Daytona State one more time.
Oh, see, that's what I'm wondering is, like, why don't we have our sophomore night against them?
Why didn't we?
Then I could actually hit and have a chance.
But apparently someone ain't been doing that good this year, so. But we might as well, like, Seminole's coming here, and then we're going to Seminole. We might as well ride back with them.
Exactly.
That night.
Might as well have, oh my gosh, we should have had, like, one last time at a hotel, like.
Oh, yeah, that would have been fun.
Super fun.
Would have been fun. So, yeah, chat, our softball season officially ends next Friday, almost a week from now, and this will be the end of the road for me. I am calling it quits after 16 long, hard, sweaty, bloody, sad, happy, fun years. It's been a long road, but I think it is time for me to hang up the cleats. I've been playing softball for so long, and I do want to get my life started without softball. I want to go ahead and start doing my broadcasting stuff and doing my podcast. So, chat, y'all got to follow me to my real podcast, and you guys will be the real ones. And, of course, then I'll be doing my big ones, so you guys are going to get rewards. Duh. I'm like, chat, what's going on every day? But I'm excited for that. But my friend over here, you know, she's still ready to keep it scrolling.
ASMR, breathing into the mic. Just trying to keep sane.
I wish you could guess what I got to drink today. Sweet tea. Sweet tea earlier in the morning. I just needed something good. I drank all my water. But, B-Dog, real Stanley or fake Stanley? What? No, you have to buy it with your money.
I'll go 50-50 with you.
No.
It's still $20.
That's what I'm saying.
That's still a lot of money.
But no, the reason I said that is because who bought your Stanley?
My mama.
Exactly.
For Christmas. It was a Christmas gift.
You're right.
But all of my sister's Stanleys, like all the cups that they have, all of my mom's Stanleys,
mm-hmm.
You know what they had to do?
Huh?
They just up and asked my dad to buy him one. And then my dad was on... I was like, fine, you can buy one. Then, boom, having it shipped to the house. So, at least I asked for a Christmas gift, okay? Thank you. It's generous in my mind.
I guess so, if you do say so. That is good. But, off to this. Softball season's ending. I will miss playing with you, B-Dog. It's always been a pleasure. I wish I could have caught you this season. So I think we would have had more of a fun time because if you would have struck someone out every time that it would be the third strikeout, you know I would do it with the ball. Throw it up in there and walk away. It's going to hit somebody. Somebody's going to get
hit. Oh, chat. I wish you were there for the Polk game. First inning. Super mad. Like, I struck the girl out like 3 times. I ended up walking her. Okay. So she makes it around the bases off of errors or something. I don't even remember. She tries to steal 4. Excuse me.
Come on.
So what do I tag her? I say a vulgar word at her. I, like, there's not, dude. That's what I told her.
Yeah.
I said, dude. And then I threw the ball back on the field. The ball was in the outfield by the time that by the time I looked around. I was like, there's no way that this girl got out like three
times. Core memories I will always remember is us practicing in the house, making throws on bunts. Me fake covering first and you throwing it to
inside,
me.
Inside.
And chat, I'm gonna tell you, I was yelling inside. I've been yelling inside.
Yeah, she did yell inside. I heard it. But then I saw the runner.
And then she panicked.
She nailed her in the back of the
head. She's not good with stress.
Well, so it's also...
Even if she drives, though, don't worry. When she's driving,
time
too.
Time out, chats. Used to, we would practice bunts a lot last year with runners. And, like, I got... Like, I could calm down once I saw a runner. But this year, because I've had no real reps of bunts like that, I get super stressed out and I'm like, I'm forgetting how fast can I actually throw the ball? How fast do I need to get the ball to first? Like, so that's my justification for why I missed the ball at, missed the throw to first. So
it's okay. I try to pick y'all, but that would have been like an ESPN pick. I'm telling you.
Oh, here's a great question. Sorry, chat. I'm going through these little questions, just laughing at, setting some aside for later. Here's one. Would you stick by a friend if they become disfigured?
B-Dog's going to say no, because she's going to sit there and make fun of you and laugh at you.
I'm thinking if it was Kai, Kai maybe lost her arm or something.
Me?
Yeah. Like the Soul Surfer girl. What? Hands.
You would probably just like catch. Oops. Like, you would do something
High five. Oh.
Wrong arm. Come here.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Chat. She should be banned. Anyways, so, yeah, off to us. B-Dog, let's talk about some fun softball. So, Division I rankings, top 25 right now. So, we have Texas. Hey.
Surprise. Surprise,
number
surprise.
One. Texas is 25-6.
Hey, what's Alabama ranked, actually? Because my mom was sending that to me. She's like, they ain't got no pitching.
15, 30-9.
See, I'm like, Mom, be so for real.
Stanford's 5, 34-7. Tennessee's 32-7. So how's Stanford not up? Oh, never mind. Wait, yeah, how's Stanford not above them?
Less games?
No, Stanford is 34-7. Tennessee is 32-7. Stanford has won two more games than Tennessee.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, because Tennessee has 555 points and Stanford has 525. LSU's number 7. Probably.
Oh, so do they get points for beating other people? Like,
I think higher ranks, yeah.
That's a crazy setup. Timeout.
Florida State is 31-10.
Timeout, chat. I'm still thinking about how they do the rankings. That is crazy. Having points based off of who you beat. Can you imagine being one of the lower ranking teams? You're like, man, they beat us, but at least they only got 2 points. What? That's crazy.
Well, yeah. Texas State has 47 points.
Oh, me.
Wow. Wow. Texas has 625. Oh, Oklahoma has 591.
It should be like a stealing.
Stanford used to be 7, and now they're 5. Number 7 now is LSU. LSU used to be 6. They got bumped down to 7. Oklahoma State used to be 5, and now they're 6. So Stanford did some damage. Ooh, Washington used to be 10, now they're 8, part of them.
Time out. They should do, like, the rankings based on, like, okay, if you have 2 points and I have 3 points, if you beat me, you get all of my points. Up
yeah,
the-
right. Texas would be, like, 25 and then win Oklahoma State in another 875.
Yeah, but if somebody beat Texas, like, some low-ranking team,
yeah, they don't
then
get
boom,
nothing.
They're bumped up to the top. That would raise the stakes. That would make everything, like, man.
Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy. Crazy is what that would be. I am so excited for the Women's College World Series, aren't you?
Yes. So there's a couple of things that... Wait, where's FSU?
They were in the lower one.
I don't even care. Sorry. I'm such a big fan. Like,
well, they're still... I think they're like 11 or something. You didn't hear me? I had said FSU.
I guess my thing is, like,
yeah,
there's two
Florida,
things that...
Florida's 10 and FSU's 18.
I guess there's two things that I want to experience as a college student. One, an FSU football game.
You know where also, we should go? You know what? For my birthday, I'm going to tell Bay. I just want to go to Oklahoma City. It starts May 30th through June 7th. I just want to go to Oklahoma City.
I don't like Oklahoma.
B-Dog, listen to me right now. Close your eyes. The state. Imagine that you were...
I don't like the state.
Not even... This would make you cry, okay? So imagine that you're walking in... You're in Oklahoma City, okay? You're walking into the stands, okay? You just see all these people. And then you're watching these girls get ready for softball. I think if I ever go to Oklahoma City and watch the Women's College World Series, I think I might shed a few tears.
I would shed tears because I'm like, wow. Like,
This is what I dreamed of.
Yeah,
this
if 9-year-old to 14-year-old Bailey actually loves softball, I could have went way farther than I have. But until I was 14, 15 years old, I was pitching a fit because I would have to go play softball. Yeah. I'd do the bare minimum. And then from my 15 to 18 years, that's whenever I was like, I grew into who I am now. Like, so it's just crazy. We've already talked about a chat before that I can't ever, I get so jealous looking at all these girls who have put in more work than me, who are, you know, who've worked for longer than I have. So they have more. I just get so jealous.
It's sad.
I could be doing so much more right now. I could be doing so much more 3 years ago, 2 years in the future. Agreed. You know, like all this time, and I don't. So it's just, who's to blame? Me. Anyways,
I agree. I think I'm just a little. It would be very nice to watch, but I guess in my heart, I just wish that I could be in one of those uniforms and just walking up on the stairs onto the field and then just seeing all of that. You know what I'm saying? And then playing in front of all that. And then just like,
but it's just having crazy your names because announced.
These girls are big time players and they make the big time plays. Like, but the crazy part though is like, you can still watch some girls sit there and strike out 3 times a game. But they're still, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's crazy. Like, they...
Well, them being at such a high level, putting in good work, makes them have more fun, even if they're losing. Right. So,
well, it makes them want to win. Like, even if they're losing, they're like, okay, this isn't the end. And I think that's what I love.
And another team is that their rosters have plenty of girls who can play.
Oh,
you know,
awesome.
So if you're not showing up one game, guess what? You have a whole team behind you to help you out.
Exactly.
So it's just, if you're not pitching very well, guess what? There's 10 other pitchers.
But the crazy part is, even if you're not pitching well, they're going to go put someone in for one inning, and you're in the bullpen, and they're going to figure out what's going on. Like the coach yesterday, how many times did he come out on the field with his pitchers? And he had to, just adjust their spin?
Yeah, or the whole time in the sidelines, he's telling them, like, you know, that was a okay pitch, but you got to get behind it. You got to do this with your arm. Like, I'm watching him, but he's always helped his pitchers out. I've always known that, like, so
yeah. And that's really good of him. That's a really good aspect to have as a coach, just to be able to be very versatile with
that's why
all
pitchers
parts of
like
your teams.
Going to his team, so
and also because they're just back to back.
Yes.
Anyways, FSW, props y'all. I don't know.
I like
your
colors.
I do.
Purple and like turquoise.
I kind of want them to win again, but I kind of want Indian River.
No, I don't want Indian River, actually, because...
Well, just because their coach.
I wish we could play Indian River again, because I feel like even though I did better during their game from the beginning of the season to then, I feel like even just the past few games that we've played, I've gotten... even better, you know. So is it even somewhere. I've gotten even better, or I've just got back into my old groove, whatever it is.
Yeah. I need to go talk to that one pitcher and ask her about that off speed. I'm confused.
Good Lord.
She threw 150, 140, and 170. Pause. Sweetheart, where did that come from? That's what I wanted to ask her. Like, pull her in here right now. Let me ask her a few questions. But on that note, we're going to take a quick short music break. And this song is one of our faves rolling into game day. Don't forget to tune back in. And you're listening to us on official HGC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com.
Hey, Kaylee Mudge did this to Oklahoma. And this is so huge for her and her team right now. And her pitcher, Alex Draco. Awareness for a basketball player. Hey,
Funk Dog exclusive.
Brito will be able to step on the base, slams that ball down into the dirt.
You wanna know what we say in the club? Me, baby. White folks, gangsters in the club. Me, baby. Stunt with a stack, with a boom. Me, baby.
Stay fair.
Ride in the lap with a move. Me, baby. I'm in the club. Hollin', hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. I'm in the club. Hollin', hey, baby.
Second time. For Sam McCut. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. I'm in the club. My groove on. It's so hot up in the club that I ain't got no shoes on. Holding up a big stack of the money's in the rubber band. Just don't ask me for no pants, cause I'm like that other man. Everybody tripping, but I'm lifting when I'm talking, and I'm flipping when I'm talking. I don't trip, I'm tripping off
for just when you are thinking about that. The change of a 54 mile an hour change of the mouth is
this what got it. When I see a bad chick, I'm hollering out, hey, baby.
Just a beautiful job. Triple the adjustment within this event.
Hello and welcome back to Dugout Talk. You're listening to us on official HEC radio at hawkradio.primostream.com. I'm Kai, your host, and I'm here with B-Dog. And we just went ahead and discussed our softball schedule and how our season's coming to an end next Friday. And we just spoke along the Division Ones and how they're doing so far and things like that. But for the remainder of the show, you know, this show is basically B-Dog's show. And this is her time that she gets down and...
And I'm your host, B-Dog.
Yes. Go ahead.
All right. Today lined up, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions to ask me, you, and the chat. Okay, Kai, if you could choose a number 1 through 5, and we'll get started.
5. 5 is my favorite numbers.
All right, the first question is, which household chores do you like to do, and which do you try to avoid? Okay,
which... Honestly, because I'm pretty sure I'm OCD, I like to do about anything. Anything to make the house look better and look clean and make me feel more comfortable, I'll do it. So if I gotta go sweep the floor because there's a piece of dust, I'm gonna sweep and mop the floor. Yeah. What about you, friend?
Okay. Ones that I like to avoid.
Oh, these are things we have to avoid?
That you like to do and which do you try to avoid?
Oh.
So.
Go ahead.
I like to avoid washing dishes.
Washing dishes.
It is not my favorite.
At least you'll admit it, chat.
One thing that I enjoy to do is I enjoy... all right, this is going to be hard for me because once I get started cleaning, you know, then I actually clean. But I enjoy sweeping, actually. And I enjoy getting rid of things.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
enjoy question. Did you get rid of everything yet?
Not everything.
Because I'm ready to
But I've gotten rid of a bunch of things and I got to just move them out of my room, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, but that's my... I also like putting up dishes, mm-hmm. but like I'm thinking of things at my house, you know, not just at the apartment.
Makes sense. Something I do not like doing is... Just touching dirty stuff, if that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Oh, also, I enjoy doing laundry. So, yeah. Okay, chats. That was question number 1. All right, Kai, if you would please choose a number 1 through 4.
3.
And the question is, would you rather be a wealthy movie star or a poor scientist who cures cancer?
A poor scientist who cures cancer, because then I'm rich. Ooh. That's just common sense, though. But also, I would rather help people than sit here and just be mean all the time.
Well, you did one better than me, because I would have been a movie star.
We know.
Actually, chat, my dream job as a little kid was to be an actor. But I think if... Conspiracy theorists, if you were a scientist who cured cancer, I think they would you, because cancer is a moneymaker in America. So unfortunately, I think you wouldn't live to see a wealthy scientist. All right, chat, that was question number 2.
Anyways, B-Dog,
Kai, if you could choose a number 1 through 3.
Can we go 2?
Number 2. Okay, this one is going to be a little funny. The question is, how did your parents meet and fall in love?
Hey, okay, so my parents met because my mom worked at this restaurant, and it was called CDB's, okay? And my dad would go there, and then my dad got hired there, and then, yeah, it went on from there. But they met whenever they were in high school. They were like... 17, 18, whenever they met. It's funny, my dad's birthday is May 2nd. My mom's birthday is June 17th, 27th, one of those. Sorry, Mom, I love you.
One of those.
But their birthday's literally like a month apart, so they're literally like a month apart. But it's funny because they worked at CDB's, and then my brother, their first child's initials is CDB.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yep. It's funny. But, and then they had like 85 more, so.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah, yours too.
So, my parents actually met in middle school band, and they were both trumpet players, and they always tell a story of one time my mom it was a concert. My mom had a solo and she forgot her trumpet. So she was forced to use my dad's trumpet. If you don't like, if you know, the trumpet has like a spit valve and you have to empty it out and there's just spit. Mm-hmm. Literal spit. Mm-hmm. And my mom had to clean out my dad's trumpet and she said that she threw up because it was just so disgusting to her. Yeah. So my mom couldn't stand my dad and, you know, vice versa. Oh. And they went through high school together, like just seeing each other off and on, like not together, but, you mm-hmm. know, like just as classmates. They couldn't stand each other. And then after high school, my dad, actually, it's really funny. My dad said hi to her in a video store and my mom's friend liked my dad. And my dad didn't like my mom's friend. Period. He liked my mom. So
as he should. And then, good job, dad.
And then things just went on from there. So, yeah. Super funny because her friend, they would hang out with my dad and his friends. And my mom's friend would try to flirt with him. But my dad only had eyes for my mom.
I love
so.
Love that. That's cute, though.
Okay.
That is cute.
Chat, that was question number three.
Question number three.
All right. Kai, if you could choose a number between 1 and 2.
I can't choose a number between there, so I'll go 1.
1.5? Okay. And this question is a great one.
Okay.
Sorry. Got a
That's
text.
That's her phone.
What would you save first if your house caught on fire?
Our apartment right now. If our apartment got on fire, I would just grab my cat. Crap, a cat. I'm not gonna leave him in the fire. He'd probably be already on my back attached to his nails, so I shouldn't have to worry
about
that.
Actually, he'd probably just run out the door.
He'd probably go try to smell the fire, see what it is. Oh, he likes fire.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to save the cat because he's crazy. But my phone's already gonna be on my hip. Maybe just my laptop, too. I mean, everything else was placeable, like...
Yeah.
But my laptop is a Surface Pro. It's like a tablet laptop all in one. I need... Baba! Go.
Ooh, you're right. I think...
My purses.
your purses.
I gotta bring all 20 of them. Oh. I'm like this.
Yeah. Run. Well, what I'm thinking about in the apartment...
I need my latch keys. I'm getting my...
There's only one or two... Like, your room is easier to grab things in and run out.
You're right.
If the fire is in the kitchen or something, I'm in the hallway. I'm screwed.
You gotta run past the fire.
I know. Like, I just basically can't grab anything. I would probably just grab my blanket, honestly. Whenever I was younger...
Of course you would.
Whenever I was younger, I used to have anxiety about it. Like fires, and yeah. I would sit up at night like thinking, what would I grab first? And my plan was always to grab my blankets, mm-hmm. right? And I had a jar of money. I would grab, like in my head, my plan was to grab my blanket, put the jar of money and my favorite stuffed animal in the middle of the blanket,
yeah.
and like pick up the blanket as if it was like a bag and carry it on my back and walk out the window.
LOL,
like,
I love that for you.
That was always my plan. And whenever my little brother like moved into the room, I guess, like mm-hmm. We shared a room, my plan was to make that bundle and then to grab him and run. So just the money, like the jar of money first.
Basically. Well, okay, so I feel like now let's throw it back to if you were back home.
Okay.
So if I was back home... It would just be so much. I would just like, everyone wake up. Like, because there's no way I'm like, hey, Tinky, wake up. There's a fire, baby. I'm just going to start banging on stuff. Everyone, let's go. But I'm probably just going to make sure that my stank siblings are just behind me at least. Or in front of me, because Kobe's going to be like, put my Xbox, guys.
Grab the Xbox, grab the PS4.
Leah's going to be like, my Kindle. Ready? My tablet, my Switch, my iPad.
Well, I told you what my priority was as a
Where's
child.
Where's my second phone?
My jar of money and my favorite stuffed animal.
She's going to be like, my squishies, mommy. I can't leave my squishies. My sister has like, her bed is full of squishmallows. Like my mom keeps buying them and I don't know why. My sister literally, you don't even see her in the bed because... Around her, all like this is squishmallows. Like, they cover up and down, head, like, I don't know. She sleeps on squishmallows just because she loves them. She loves her squishies. My mom even has squishmallows.
I think
my mom was jealous of the one she bought me for Easter. So she went and bought her and Leah one. It's a crab and it has little it's cute. It is very cute. And so it's as big as mine.
Wow.
But she got a half off because
good deal. So I think at home, I think my priorities would change a little bit. I think as I got older, I still had the same thoughts of like if there was a fire.
Packing a runaway
bag.
My
plan was always like I have to get up and get out my window first, like with my little brother and my older sister, because that's who I share a room with, and immediately walk to my sister's window and just break in their window because they probably won't wake up. And but like the only thing that has always like caused me fear, like with fires, is my mom has a hope chest and it's just filled with pictures and memories from when she was young, when we were young, and like from my dad and her. That thing's not like, it's still flammable.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if that thing catches on fire, we have
everything's on fire.
The Herrera family is basically poof. Gone.
So my question, you remember that picture I showed you of my mom in the pink shirt with all the gold jewelry on? So remember I told you I posted it on Facebook, right? And my brother commented and he told my mom, like, oh, you look so, you know, cute and stuff like that. And she was like, I know, I just look so young. What are you guys trying to say? I'm old now? And I'm like,
wow.
Well, I think you were like two less kids in this picture. I think you only had three. And then I'm like, you were also like, what, 30?
Yeah.
29? 28? Like, mom, what? So I was like, you're 40 right now. And she was like, what do you think I should do? Dye my hair blonde again? And I was like, I mean, that's probably what I would do. Like, I was like, I don't know. Like,
I think my mom has had anxiety about fires too, because she had my dad buy her a firebox. Like, it's, and she put like all of my baby brother's stuff in it, like from the hospital visit. And that's also where my little sisters and my little brother keep their cash because they don't have bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we'd be set for that. But it's crazy that I think about these things. I told you.
Yeah.
All right. Chat. Oh, are you done with the answer?
No, your next question.
Okay, chat. That was question number 4. Kai, if you could please choose a number between 1 and 1.
Gonna go 2.
Number 1 it is.
Thank you.
Oh, I think this one's pretty special. I think my story's a little funny, though.
Oh.
The question is, what's the story behind your name?
Oh, okay. So the story behind my name is not kind of cute, but it is like, there's like, it's okay. So my name is Kiana. That's the full name. My dad was a big Dragon Ball Z fan and his name was King Kai or Cobra something. Kai, okay.
That's
so
funny.
My dad was like, I mean, if it's a girl, girl or a boy, like we could definitely go Kai because Kai is a cute name. But my mom felt that Kai was more so masculine, so she was like, it needs to be something more feminine. But she had wanted to name me Annalie, right? Annalie, like, girl, who is that? Anyways, so my grandmother was like, oh, well, let's just do like a combination. And my grandmother was like, Kiana sounds very, very, very pretty. She was like, I've never really heard that name before. It's very unique. And my mom was like, oh my gosh, I loved it. So my grandmother, who ended up passing away when I was 5, kind of low key picked my name. But just like, my dad really wanted Kai. And like, but that's such a boy thing. Like, just Kai, 1,000%. And I'm like, no dad.
No creativity.
But about this stuff. I think whenever I have my first son, I want to name him Kyrie. Because that's Kobe's middle name, my little brother, my youngest brother. His middle name is Kyrie. But I would want to go K-A-I-Y-R-E-E, Kyrie, or whatever, however you spell it. But and then just call my kid Kai.
Kai.
But it's a boy,
you're used
right?
To it. Yeah,
see?
Yeah.
It's but nice. So this is what I was thinking. And then my brother's name, it's Elijah Tyree Kobe Kyrie. Imagine, what if I named my kid Kyrie and Tyree? That'd be funny.
Twins.
Just keep the names in the family. But I don't think that's as unique. But I do like Kyrie, but Taylor said no. But I don't care. It's my baby.
Yeah.
I carried it. I birthed it.
Yeah.
Not you.
So my mom used to babysit whenever she was younger.
Oh, please tell them the spelling of your name.
Oh, my name is B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H.
I think she might have forgotten.
And I forgot for a second. So my mom used to babysit for this dude, and he was her neighbor, and he had a daughter, and her name was Bailey. I think it was spelled B-A-I-L-E-Y or something like that. And she really liked the name Bailey. And then she got older, and she had my older sister, and then I guess she just really liked that name, but she liked L-E-I-G-H, like Lee, you know?
Lee.
So she just, she just put it together. I think she just wanted to be special. That so, I like the spelling of my name, actually. It is.
It's unique. It's different.
Yeah. So, but my middle name.
Because Bailey.
Like, yeah. Bailey. Well, some people still get confused. They're like, how do you say your name? I'm like, how it's read, like Bailey.
She's lost it.
But my middle name is Renee. And my mom's middle name is Renee.
So mine.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. So
my middle name's Kiana Renee Bell.
Wow. Mine's Bailey Renee Herrera. But I don't know. If you look at all of our middle names, like in the family, my mom doesn't really come up with unique middle names. She just reuses them. So like Renelle Elizabeth. Elizabeth's my grandma's middle name.
Yeah.
Bailey Renee, her middle name. Alexandra Ray actually is special because my papa's dad, his name was, his initials were Alvin Ray. So they did her initials AR for him.
My mom's name is Maggie Ray. I told you that, right?
Yeah.
My papa's middle name, it's Harold Ray. So that's where she got her middle name, which was from her dad. And that's funny. That's funny. I remember we were talking about it the other day.
Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's literally crazy. But
well,
AR
for Alvin Ray, which was her grandfather.
Yeah.
And then Alexandra, I don't know why she chose that name. It's a pretty name, whatever, but
it is.
And then Sadie Lynn actually has no name behind it. It's just it sounds good together. Sadie Lynn. Like we call her Sadie Lynn.
Yeah.
Manuel Ramon, that's actually my dad's name. That's my little brother.
Yeah.
And then Josiah Avery, my mom followed somebody on Instagram and she had named her son Avery Josiah. And that doesn't really flow as much as Josiah Avery. So yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, that's the story.
Maggie got everyone's names by I don't know. I think my mom was very creative with names. She had started doing it by you know how there's the books of the Bible? So you have Joshua. So we have Joshua, Aaron.
Yeah.
You can tell he's anyways. And then you have Charles DeMoine. So my dad's name is Charles Andrew, but they didn't want a name. My dad was already a junior, so he didn't want to have a third.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know where they got DeMoine from, but I think my mom found it. But I think my mom liked Damon, but my dad, they didn't like Damon, so they just, it's D-A-M-O-N. So people always think it's Damon, but it's not because it's switched. Yeah. But
that's a nice little name.
And then you have Kiana Renee. Anyways, and then you have Elijah Tyree, and that's from the Bible, Elijah, the book of Eli. And then you have Kobe Kyrie. My mom wanted to name him Kyrie. But my dad did not like Kyrie. So, of course, by that time, Kobe was born 2009. That's whenever it was Kobe Bryant, everything. So,
yeah.
Kobe Kyrie. And then, my sister, because she already had four boys and one girl, we were like, okay, you're probably going to have another boy, right? So, and she had her tubes tied, too. So, it was just crazy altogether.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so... She was like, if it's a boy, I want to name him Joel. So that's where my sister got Aaliyah Joel.
Oh,
so she just gave her that middle name, Aaliyah Joel Bell. But her name flows so well, Aaliyah Joel. Like, what?
Yeah.
What? But I still think Kiana Renee is better. So Aaliyah Joel.
I think Bailey Renee. I don't know if it's because I've been yelled at so much in my life. But
Bailey
it's,
Renee.
Yeah.
Bailey Renee. The Renee really did. Renee. So me and Taylor talked, and I think, seriously, if I do have a daughter, her middle name's going to either be Renee. Because, but I wanted to call her Renee, but Taylor calls me Renee all the time. He'll be like, Renee. And I'm like,
huh?
Who's Renee?
Yeah. Well, I've thought about, kids' names, and I just I'm not creative with middle names.
I love
so I just
the name
am
Ren, W-R-E-N, Ren.
Rain?
Yeah. Ren.
Oh.
Ren. Yes. See, not. Mm-hmm. I like the name Ren for a girl. That'd be so cute. Like a little mate. Yeah, my name's Ren. They're like, what?
What did she say?
But on that note, because we're getting too much into baby talk and we don't need no more.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Next week will be one of our you know, more sentimental shows maybe. But I think the week after will definitely, that'll be the super sentimental, because then season will be over. And then we'll be talking, it'll be May 1st. And then we'll be talking to everyone about how's our life going. And then we'll be wrapping up the shows in 2 weeks. So thank you guys for tuning in this week. I hope that you really enjoyed.
Thank you.
And you listen to us on official HTC radio at huckradio.primostream.com. Y'all have a beautiful rest of your Wednesday.